oh, you should tell by the sound of my voice that we're going to have a powerful time on this Shift Your Day radio experience. My name is Nina Roach, and I am honored to be your ministry morning host. Why ministry? I mean, I could be all kind of host, but specifically ministry, because that's what we have all been called to do wherever we are. You don't have to stand in the office of an apostle, a prophet, a pastor, a teacher, or an evangelist. We have all been called to be the carriers of God and to administer his word, his presence wherever we go. Hear what I'm telling you this morning. So I praise God for you, you faithful ones. You get up diligently, and you know what he says? The hand of the diligent shall bear rule. You are a ruler, and the more that you consistently do the same thing over and over and over again, you will see the manifestation of the word of God. Because, you know, I woke up this morning. Let me tell you what the Holy Spirit revealed to me. Because, you know, whatever he reveals to me, I'm going to reveal it to you. I'm never going to withhold something that can help you, empower you, impact you, to get you to that next level that you are bursting forth through. And I don't know if you've never known that you're Spanish. I'm telling you, you're Spanish too. You know why? Because there's a place in the Bible in the Old Covenant where he talks about the Perez family. Perez was born under Tamar and Judah. And you know what his name means? It means breakthrough. And that's what is time for you. I started off in the beginning of the year to say, this is the year of who? Say it with me. The harvester, the harvester. It's time for you to harvest and manifest. And people think harvest is only money. No, because if you don't have the right money mindset, you're going to keep harvesting the same thing. If you don't have the correct who God says you are mindset, you're going to continue to manifest the same thing. But, oh, I'm telling you, today is a new day. We are a new creation in Christ Jesus, and it's time for us to manifest the glory, the love of God that's been shed abroad in our hearts, the faith of God that he has given us, because that faith increases. How? By, like now, hearing the word of God. So today I'm so glad to join you, because we're talking about today being carriers of God, being carriers of the presence. And you can go in today and even read today's Devo when you have an opportunity. In that Devo, it's talking about being a carrier. What does that look like to be a carrier of God and to manifest the presence of God? But I'm going to go a little bit more into detail with that this morning, and still try to cross your fingers and your heart to get you out of here on time so you can get going where you need to go and manifest the presence of God all throughout the day wherever he sends you. Because you know wherever he sends you, technically, because it's finished, you haven't been there yet, but by your spirit you have. Let me tell you, because if you've been created in the image and likeness of God and you are on the assignment of God, it's just a matter of your feet being placed. You know, I really believe, let me just stop right here. I really, truly believe that God's greatest desire for humanity is, especially humanity that are believers, which means we have accepted and acknowledged and received by our allegiance the Lord Jesus Christ, making that declaration that Jesus is Lord. He died on the cross. He satisfied sin. And now we're justified, and now it's time to walk it out. You know that song says, walk it out, work it out. Well, now it's time for us to walk it out, to manifest. The earth is waiting for us to manifest. And through all of that, God's greatest desire is for us to be so in touch with the Holy Spirit, because he is the Godhead, the part of the Godhead, the spirit of the Godhead that is revealing the mystery. I sent this out to our ministry leaders early this morning because we had our training yesterday. And one of the things I was sharing with them to pray specifically, and this is a strategy that I'm going to share with you all too. Pray specifically Ephesians 1, 17 through 19. Don't let up on it. Don't let up on it. Not only for yourself, pray it for your spouse. If you're believing God for the breakthrough or the things that you're about to see manifested, pray it, and then send those ministering angels out to be messengers on your behalf, your spouse's behalf, your children's behalf, because I realize Hey, a lot of our family, a lot of our friends, they are believers. They made that allegiance. They love God. But you know what's happening is that we don't know who we are in Christ Jesus. We have preached faith, we've talked faith, and faith is good, and we ain't letting up off of it, especially from the Shift Day Ministries platform, because it even in order to be righteous, you got to still do it through faith. You got to act upon what you've heard and believe, because that's basically all faith is. Faith is acting upon what you've heard and what you believe. Faith comes from hearing the word of God. In order to believe that you are healed, not believing for the healing, because as long as you keep putting that ing to the end of that thing, then guess what? That's that hope that's deferred, that's constantly making our hearts sick, that's constantly making that groaning every day. Don't even want to get out of bed or don't want to even see the daylight because it's like, is it today? Is it coming today? Is it going to happen today? Guess what? It has already happened. So now let your day, your new day that you arise up into, manifest what has already happened, calling those things that be not as though they were. Jesus did everything through words. That's why we come on here, to be trained, to be educated. The world has trained us to get physically fit. They've trained us to be mentally fit. They've trained us to do all of these things, to fit into the culturally fit, to technology fit, and all of these other things. But we are so spiritually uneducated. So when you get on Shift, you have been sent here from God. Don't think you just got on and say, oh, this was something for me to do to kill 30 minutes. No, because you can kill 30 minutes throwing the load in. You can kill 30 minutes washing up your car, washing your dishes. No, you've been brought to this broadcast every single day, Monday through Friday, to be spiritually educated, but not only just educated, getting revelation from a higher place. Because it's one thing to know what you know, but are you doing the thing that you know to do? Hear what I'm telling you this morning on Shift. Before I get started, let's go right in, because I'm telling you, one of God's, I didn't forget that, one of God's greatest desires for each one of us is not so much as that we manifest, because, yes, that's the ultimate result and goal of God, and even the earth. The earth is crying out that the sons and daughters of God would manifest themselves and manifest what they've been carried, the glory, the faith, the love, all of that. Even we, nothing in this earth we've ever created. You can never say you created your kids. You didn't create them. You just decided you wanted one, and God says, okay, then let's make it happen. And then he did the work like he keeps doing from John 14:10. The Father is doing the work. The Holy Ghost is doing the work. You just made the decision. I never created a business. I just decided I want one. I never created marriage. I just decided I wanted a husband. Hear what I'm telling you today. And it's the same thing. And God's greatest desire is that we wake up to this and that we obey him on the path that's already been predestined for us. Could you imagine every day God is saying, just stay on the path. Just stay on the path. Stay on faith. Stay in love. Stay in the glory. Stay in the presence. Stay in whatever he's telling you to stay in. Stay in the dream. Keep dreaming. Keep living it out. Keep working it out. Just stay there. I just need for you to obey. That's all he needed for Adam to do. That's all he needed for Abraham to do. That's all that he needed for Job's sons to do was just obey. Then Job wouldn't have to be making all them old silly sacrifices for his sons, because if only they would obey. See, we don't have to make those sacrifices anymore for disobedience. All we got to do is obey. Get back up, start walking again, and get back on the plans and the purposes of God at whatever age you are in. Because none of us are exempt in whatever age or stage we are in our lives to manifest even obedience. And we don't even manufacture obedience. We don't manufacture love. Who manufactures obedience in order for us to even obey God? God says, in order for me to enjoy you obeying me, I got to put my obedience inside of you. In order for you to get the results that you need from the kingdom currency of exchange to get the stuff that you need in the earth, I got to put in you my faith. See, we haven't manufactured anything. We haven't created one thing, but we've been all called to manifest what's been manufactured by God. We've all been created to manifest, but see, it's not even manifesting it. Once it's manifested, when God says, let them be fruitful, let them replenish, let them subdue, let them do it all over and over and over again, the same thing every day. All I do every single day is make the same decision. That's all we're taught to do. God, I love you. God, I need you. Come on, say it with me. God, I love you. God, I need you. Holy Spirit, I don't want, say it with me, to do nothing without you. If you just do that every day, acknowledge him in all your little ways. Okay, God, I got all these plans in front of me. Now, which one do you think that I should put my hands to the plow to? Do you know that he's going to talk to you and reveal himself because you did what he said to do out of obedience to acknowledge him, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, in all of your ways? All you're doing is making the same decision every day, and it's the same thing with your health. Stop making this thing more complicated than it is. It's very simple. You get up. You brush your teeth, you use good morning, Holy Spirit. You do what you need to do in your devotion time. You are making one decision after the next, and you're basing your decision off of your written vision. God has given us a written vision through 66 books, through Revelation, through 40 different authors. The vision is written. All you and I need to do is to agree with the vision. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for your power. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for the measure of faith that you've given us, as if faith is coming even now. We thank you, Father, for giving us a substitute. You left us, Jesus, with the perfect substitute. Of one that we can believe in, one that doesn't speak on his own, one that stands by us, one that strengthens us in our inner man, one that quickens us when we're weary, one that teaches us all things, one that reminds us of every word that you have spoken to us, one that comes in agreement with us when we don't have a physical person to agree with in the earth. Because just think, even the time, as I've been thinking about Jesus, when Jesus walked the earth, there was not one spiritually minded person in the earth that he could agree with, only than with the Holy Ghost. And Father, I thank you for that revelation that even when we walk the earth, if we can't find a call or text or email a person to agree with us to pray, we got the greatest intercessor living inside of us, who is my special guest on every broadcast. You will always have a platform, Holy Spirit. You will always have a place to speak. You will always have a place to interrupt whatever we're saying, whatever we're doing from Shift Today Ministries. I welcome you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you this morning, Holy Spirit. Stand big in us, for greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world. And so wherever you are, you know what? I want you and I, come on, because this is a radio experience. Give it up for the Holy Spirit. Praise God for the presence of God in your life, speaking to you, talking to you, reminding you, greeting you. He greets you every morning, even before you get up. He's looking at you like saying, good morning. Haven't you know, like sometimes when you're with this, or even if you got somebody that's taking care of you and they're knocking on the door, they're attending to you. So not only are you attending to the Holy Spirit's job is to attend to you and I. So that's why we commend you this morning, Holy Spirit. We commend you and we recognize you all throughout the day. If we can do it without you, I'm going to tell you, that's not the thing that we want from this platform, Holy Spirit. Anything that we can do without you, anything that we could think about without you, anything that we can, what we call ourselves, coming up with some grand idea without you, that's not the thing that we want. We want you, Holy Spirit. Like you have chosen us, God, we have chosen you. We've chosen your presence. We've chosen your power. We've chosen your everything that you've revealed to us. That's what we want. That's our, you got our vote, God. Everybody's voting on November 6th, and I know everybody from Shift Today Ministries platform. And I'm not telling you how to vote, but I'm telling you, vote right. Vote right. Vote Bible. If you can vote for a judge that's wicked, then guess what? You didn't drive the car to go into the bank to steal, because that's what the enemy came destroy and kill until he first steals. And we're not going to let him steal no more from us, because he can't destroy you, because there's an order and a rank of the enemy. It says the thief only comes but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. We're not going to let that devil steal from us anymore. That's why we're getting the word of God. That's why we're getting the revelation knowledge of God. That's why we're getting our identity straight. Because a lot of times, because of what I woke up, these were the very words that I heard as soon as I opened my eyes this morning. The Holy Spirit said, faith work, love work, hope work, the leadership of the Holy Spirit works, righteousness works, but don't none of it seem to come to pass. And it's really because of one thing, and I can clearly see why he's telling us, especially when we get ready to launch our new Sunday services coming soon, that I'm going to be preaching and teaching on righteousness like never before. God is preparing me, preparing our team, building us up, because we're going to be executing that. Because once you know who you are in Christ, and once you know what you possess in Christ, you are unstoppable. Then I believe that's when your faith is really going to start working, because faith works. Why? And the Holy Spirit was showing me when I woke up this morning, he says, because you didn't create it. Everything works that you did not create, because everything of God works. Marriage works. Yeah, marriage does work. But we got to bring the people up to par so that they can know why marriage works, where they can know what God says about marriage and for wives, especially the Mrs. Mrs., look out, because we got a new brand that's going to hit it starting in January. And if you desire to be married, Mrs. is never going to look the same. That's why I'm not touching nothing with Mrs. for the rest of this year, because I'm creating. We're called to be creators. You're a carrier even of creating. You're called to co-create. Hear what I'm telling you today. But don't glorify in the creating, glorify in the creator who's giving you a mind to create. That's why it's so beautiful. Words that you have heard, words that you are saying, those words have been said before. So you don't have to be so in the twilight or thinking you the certain whatever because you're saying this certain thing. But I'm telling you, it's new when it comes from your mouth. Because the earth is waiting for you to say it. The earth is waiting for you to do it. People have done a lot of things that we've done. People have done websites. But ain't nobody did websites like me. Hear what I'm telling you today. And so I'm not glorying that I can create a website. Or I'm not glorying creating that I'm really indebted into technology. These people have been doing it forever. But it's new when I manifest it. See, it's new when you manifest. People have been business owners all over the world. I've been a business owner since I was 21. Hear what I'm telling you today. But see, when you manifest ownership, now the glory is showing because now you are doing it. But there's nothing, Ecclesiastes says, nothing that is new under the sun. So you and I, somebody can give us all the same word. I can do all things through Christ Jesus. Amen? And then guess what? When you say it, now the glory is on because you are saying it. Why? Because you are another speaking spirit. I pray that you are getting this morning because I'm building you up from the inside out. Because see what the world does, they build you up from the outside in, and then they'll inflate you. Oh, yeah, they will inflate you. They will put a pin right in your soul and will burst your bubble. But I'm telling you, that's not how God operates. God builds you up from the inside out. That's why Satan, one of the greatest things, and I put it in today's Devo, one of the greatest nightmares of Satan is for you to get revelation knowledge from the word of God. Just like if Satan would have known that Jesus was the Savior, if he would have known, he would have never killed Jesus. Why? Because now when he says, we can do the greater works. The greater works does not mean that we will do greater do outstanding miracles, because Jesus did miracles. Just think, it's things that's written about Jesus that's not even published in the Bible that we read. And they said, even the scripture says that it was just so much. If that's not even revealed. And I'm thinking, well, praise God, because I'm barely doing the 66 books. I don't need a 67th book or a 70th book. Hear what I'm telling you this morning, and neither do you, because we got to work now and manage what we have. God has called us to be stewards. In other words, of stewardship is to manage it. And so God will give us what he can entrust us with. I'm going to say that again. God will give us what he can entrust us with. That's why he's constantly telling you that you are love and you have my love. So I can entrust you with my love, so therefore you can forgive. You didn't know I was coming that way. But you can forgive. You can forgive yourself, because I believe a lot of you all, and this is by the Spirit of God this morning, I believe a lot of you all, you truly have forgiven others. But what you have not done is receive the forgiveness by faith. That's why I say everything we do, it starts with faith. You know, yeah, we're going to be preaching, because you got to preach it all, the healing, the Holy Spirit, righteousness, love, because your love works by faith. You got to preach and teach it all. But it all starts even with faith, because faith is believing on what is written, believing on what has already been spoken. Hear what I'm telling you today. Forgive yourself. Release yourself. As I mentioned to them yesterday, and one of the folks was kind of surprised, what do you mean we're not supposed to ask God for forgiveness? I says, why would you? I says, why would you ask God to heal you? Why would you ask God to deliver you? For what? Why? I don't read what God says to ask him for deliverance. What I know, and from revelation knowledge, from what I know from the word of God, you are already healed. You are already delivered. Before the foundations of the world, because God knew that Adam and Eve would fall, but he could not interrupt their decision because he gave them, like he gave us, the gift of the free will. Just like we wonder, well, God, why can't you stop all the things that's happening in the world? He says, I can't, because I've given you a free will, but I also have given you my spirit to pray so that you will not enter into temptation, but you can, or even get into strife and the things of the world, but pull yourself out of the world, get seated up here where I am in heavenly places, and rule from this place, because I've given you my spirit. You have my very nature. You are a partaker of my divine nature, and you've been created to rule. Why do you think everybody wants to own something or have something of their own? I want my own house. I want my own car. I want my own opportunity. I want, because that's what you've been created to have, your own, and to give of what you have that is of your own. Hear what I'm telling you today. So let yourself go. Forgive, you know. And then once again, I've just been walking and pacing and ministering. And nothing is ever prescripted on ship. I'm just speaking by the Spirit of God is what he brings up out of me for you and for I, because I'm partaking of it. I'm shocked. I have to sometimes go back and say, what? You said what? So you've already been forgiven before the foundations of the world. God, everything, Jesus was the scapegoat. He died outside of the gate. Just like they did in the old covenant, he had to be the same representative of what they did, finely tuned to hearing from God, giving up his body as sacrificial sin to justify it. So you've already been forgiven. What you and I are going to do by the sins of omission or the sins of commission, because sin is no longer the issue. What's the issue now, what I'm seeing more clearly, is you believing that you are forgiven. You are believing that you are healed already, even in the midst of pain. You are believing that you are delivered, even though you had to struggle like I did with rejection. Can you believe that I not will do this? He told that to a man. Remember when Jesus walked the earth, he dealt with everyone that was unspiritually minded. That's why he had to speak to them through parables and natural things, the physical sense things that they would be able to comprehend, even though he was bringing to them kingdom principles and kingdom truths, he still had to speak to them parables because they were unspiritual. They were not, they didn't know that Jesus was standing before them as the Savior and the sacrifice. They did not know that until, so that's why he even had to ask, don't you know who I am and I've been walking among you all this time? They did not know that. They did not see that. And that's why they had even such a great, you know, love for Jesus and following him and doing all these things until he, when Peter got that revelation knowledge. Do you know that that was the worst thing that Satan hated? When Peter bursted out and says, I believe that you are the Christ. And what did Jesus say? You have spoken and you have seen well. That's what Satan hates from you and I. He hates that we get that revelation knowledge because he can no longer then interrupt the plans and purposes of God for you and for humanity. That's why you have to pray for the nations and for the leaders of the nations and for your family and for your spouses and for your communities and for your towns and for the schools. Because once you get that revelation knowledge from the Word of God and you are realizing that you are a carrier of the presence of God, the glory of God, the faith of God, the love of God, you're a carrier of His hope. That's why sometimes, like with me, when I get around certain people and I know that they're in bondage to sin, I can feel that. Because I'm so connected with the Holy Spirit, and then He inside of me feels that for Him, for them. Then the love of God goes out towards them, and the compassion of God, not the judgment, because they've already been judged. And now that the sin has already been justified. So then I can share with them to say, what you're going through, sweetheart, God's beloved, you don't have to go through anymore. Because Jesus is taking care of the sin. My job is to get you to first know what you have, because he says, how would they know if no one has been sent to tell them? See, I'm willing to do the research. I'm willing to do the studying as a teacher. Hear what I'm telling you. I'm willing to be in my office and study for hours and hours and watching videos and being encouraged and building myself up. Why? So that I can encourage you and tell you what you already have that you don't even know that you have. You're the carriers. I'm here to announce to you today by the Holy Ghost, and read today's Devo on there. And hit the like button also and hit share. Share it with others on your Facebook or social media pages. Share with them, because sometimes you're like, I don't know what to say. Well, I've gotten the research. I put it out there for us, humanity, not just for the little Shift Today platform or the big Shift Today platform. Hear what I'm telling you today. You are the carriers of the glory of God, and all Jesus needs for you to do, when he told that man, do you believe that I can do this? He was telling him because he knew he was an unbeliever. He knew he was talking to somebody spiritually minded. Basically, he was saying, don't you see the miracles that I've been doing? Because the best way for God to get an attention from an unbeliever is to do a miracle. That's why when I see miracles, I'm not like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Their leg grew out. Oh, my God. They got their teeth back. Oh, my God. The leg grew out. Oh, my. I don't do all of that. I'm like, well, this is what is supposed to happen because we're believers. I expect these things. Do you hear what I'm telling you? It's time for you and I to expect these things. Say this with me. I am who I am says that I am. Jesus is Lord over my spirit, over my soul, over my body. I'm a carrier of the presence of God, the glory of God. I'm a carrier of the faith of God, the hope of God. I'm a carrier of the love of God that's shed abroad in my heart by the Holy Ghost. I am a carrier and a manager of all that God has placed in this earth. Everything in this earth, as I just heard recently, because I give credit where credit is due, Dr. Miles Monroe, that miracle, that mind of his was way beyond his time. One of the things Miles Monroe shared that just, and I can't get off of it, he said that everything that exists that you can feel, you can touch, you can smell, everything that you see is only a resource. So why are we putting our faith and our hope in resources like my job? That's why people lose their minds when they lose their jobs, because they put their hope in the resource, or when the person doesn't fulfill their commitments. You're putting your trust in resources. When people and things are only resources, God is the source. Say that with me. God is my source. Anything else is to my advantage for me to enjoy, say it with me, is only a resource. So therefore, you can't get it. When people don't do stuff or line up or whatever, don't trip out. They just one resource. Don't you know God has got many resources? Like he told Elijah, hey, it's 7,000 that you don't even know about, Elijah, that has not even bowed to Baal. So therefore, it's many others that can do what you need to get done. You just call forth the resource through those ministering angels and send them out as your messengers to bring forth whatever you need. And that's in every area of your life. You don't have to call for peace from the outside of you, because peace doesn't come from the outside of you. You call that peace within you, the old peace. Say that peace. spring up. Come on, say it with me. Oh, love, spring up. Come on, say it with me. Oh, joy, spring up. Oh, yes, say this with me. Oh, hope, spring up. Oh, dream, because see, God says he's giving you new dreams and new things. Oh, dream, spring up. Come on, let's say it. Oh, opportunities. Your opportunities ain't coming on the outside of you. You first got to get an opportunity mindset on the inside of you. That's why we shift. Shift is all about the mind being renewed and getting the right information. And I'm joking you to get you on that path and then get you on that train of thinking right so that you can be right and you can manifest right and you can then manage right. What are we only managing? Remember, we're not managing people. We're only managing ourselves, and we're managing the resources of God. We're not. I'm not called to manage my ministry leaders. They're called to manage themselves. But I'm here to help them manage their thoughts, because if I can get them to manage their thoughts, I know that I can get the right leaders in place. Hear what I'm telling you. I'm not called to manage your prayers. I'm called to manage your thoughts and how you pray. And so you don't have to keep praying, God, send it. God, I need healing. God, I need deliverance. God, I need, he like, sweetheart, you've already got it. So I'm called to remind you of what you already have in the past tense kingdom of God, and then therefore you can be. Come on, let's give it up for the Holy Ghost for this word today, knowing that you and I are the carriers of God. Let's say it. I will it that I'm a carrier of God. I believe it. I take it, and now I have. All that God has given me in the earth, I am a good manager. Say it by faith. That's what God did. That's one thing the Holy Spirit showed me too last night before I went to bed. God says anything you do, good, especially that's indifferent or against his will or not in alignment. You know what the word of the Lord said? He said, anything you do that's wrong, I never appointed accusing finger of you. He says, yeah, we're going to reason about it. We're going to talk about it, but I call you who you are. That's why you got to know who you are from the word and get people like me to reinforce who you are. God says in the word, no place in the word, he never sent Jesus to reinforce sin. He didn't want sin to be magnified. He wanted to put sin where it belongs, under our feet. Hear what I'm telling you today. Behind us, we have authority over sin. Sin is no longer our teacher. It's no longer our master. So therefore, Satan can no longer rule us. We are called to rule over him. He is now my slave, because now I tell that fool where to go. You tell Satan where to go. Get out of your family. Get out of your finances. Get out of your opportunities. Get out of your dreams. See, you're a carrier of it. You're a carrier of the word of God. So you might as well start manifesting it. That's what I'm talking about in today's Devo. Manifest who you are. That's who you're only called to be, is to manifest the word of God inside of you, the glory of God, the faith of God, the hope of God, the love of God in you, and then manage it. Every day we manage it. How do we manage it? We make another decision. God, you've given me these things, and now I'm going to diligently manage it. Now help me, Holy Spirit, because see, now you got a plan. The Holy Spirit never helps anybody without a plan. God says, I know the plan. So it's our job as leaders, and especially pastors and those that are on those platforms, and even you don't have to be a pastor. If you got the plan of God, then it's your job to share the plans of God with others who don't know the plan of God and joke them onto that way of thinking. And then let's continue to do the work of God. And then these are the greater works, because when it's more of us that know the word of God, then it's more of us who can believe the word of God. And then it's more of us who can manifest the word of God. Then it's more of us to manage everything in the earth. He says in Psalms 115:16 that the heaven is his, and he's given the earth to the sons of God, to the sons of men, to humanity. That's us. Say that. The earth is mine. And I take it, and I have it in the name of Jesus. I seal my declaration of faith in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now unto him, say it with me, who's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that I can ask, that I can decree, that I can imagine, according to the power that is now working in me. To him, say it with me, that is able to keep me from failing and falling as I'm carrying the presence of God. And to present me faultless before his presence of his glory with exceeding joy. The Holy Spirit is sustaining all that I have from God. It's sustaining all that I've called to manage from God, my body, my soul, and my spirit. to the Almighty God, say it. My Heavenly Father, the King of Kings, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honored and glorified forever and ever. Come on, if hallelujah is the highest praise, let's give it up and say hallelujah. May the Lord bless, watch, guard, and keep over you today. Come on, carriers of God, and may the Lord's face shine upon you and enlighten you. May the Lord lift up his approving countenance and give you peace today and tranquility of heart. I love you. God bless you. And you get out there and you manifest this presence of God. You get out there and you manage it. And you manage it well. You show them that God is here because he's living big inside of you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, legacy partners and friends, for making this mission possible today. In Jesus' name, amen.